Wow. Happy Monday. We made it. This past weekend was really, really a lot. Not in a bad way. It was very perfect. I got to see again my family and my friends, but also because Thanksgiving is so close to Christmas, a lot of the family that is out of state or out of town, they don't really make their way for Thanksgiving. This one, though, the Christmas, oh my God. People I haven't seen in years made their way. Amazing. And I am so thankful. I'm just so happy that I got to spend so much time with my loved ones. And I hope that all of you at least got to spend some time with a loved one or loved ones. It was very, very nice. And I am very appreciative. Oh my gosh, I forgot to tell you guys. The impossible gift receivers the ones that are impossible to buy gifts for. I ended up figuring something out, actually more of an activity for a few of them, and they all loved it. They all loved it. And I am so happy. I mean, they could have been lying to me. That is my fear, is that people are like, oh my God, I love it. And then turn around and say, like, this is the stupidest thing ever. Like in Mean Girls, you know, Regina George, when she's like, oh my God, I love your skirt. That is the ugliest thing ever, you know? Mm-mm. Oh, that is my fear. Maybe it's because I've seen people do that, or like a lot of people who are no longer in my lives, or life, not lives, did that, you know, where they would be like, oh, I love this gift, and then rant about it to me. And, oh, it's such an ugly feeling, you know? So they say they love it. They're already planning on using it. So maybe that's a good sign, right? That they're already planning on using it. So I'm very happy that that worked out. And, oh my God, New Year's Eve is Wednesday? Is it Wednesday? It's Wednesday. Holy shit. Crazy. That means it's 2026, you guys. 2026. Oh, I have a note. Okay, I'm supposed to tell you guys about my New Year's resolutions. Really, it's about growth. Personal growth, right? I'm really gonna try to be more. I was really doing strong on eating more like whole foods, and not the store, but like being more aware of the fuel that I was putting in my body, and that just went away. September hit and it went away. Like the first half of the year, up until September, actually, I was doing really good. It was the best I had felt in a long time. Then September hit, my birthday hit, and then it was Halloween, which you all know how much I love it. And then it was Thanksgiving, and then Christmas. And so I just want to reset. It's a reset. I don't want to punish myself. I had a huge an eating disorder when I was younger, which I don't think I really talk about very much. But yeah, so I don't want to punish my body. I want to fuel it appropriately. And so that is my goal. And to maintain that, even when there is something, so meaning even come September, when my birthday hits, I want to continue it. So that's resolution number one. Reset, realign, and listen to what my body needs. And then resolution number two is to better schedule myself. So this past year, I felt like every single weekend I was doing something. I am an overall busy person, but well, I guess not just weekend, but anytime I had time off or a day off in my schedule, I would fill it with something. And I think that stems from FOMO, you know, fear of missing out. But this year, I don't want FOMO. I don't even want to like think about that. I just want to honor and respect my boundaries. I don't usually, which is terrible. But this year I'm really going to try. And then my third, I'm going to just focus on three, you know, one, resetting and listening to my body. Two, not having FOMO, or if I do have FOMO, recognizing it and just letting it go. And I think that's more of like, you know, kind of taking care of my mind and my energy. And then three, I am wanting to save money. Not that I don't save money, but I, because of the FOMO, I am constantly spending money to go do activities or to do stuff with people. I love gift giving. So if I'm at the store and I see something that I'm like, oh my God, that reminds me of so-and-so. Oh my God, that reminds me of so-and-so. I just grab it. And I'm a gift giver. That is part of my love language. I think I love passing on little things that remind me of people. And so for number three, it's not just about saving money, but also about I'm trying to be more cognizant of like just buying things to buy them, like trinkets. I want to avoid buying trinkets. And I want to be more self-aware about that. So it's going to take a lot. But I'm thinking of doing like Instacarts where you just, you know, have things delivered. Because then it eliminates me going to the stores. And that ends up, and then if I'm at the store, I have to walk down every aisle. And when I walk down every aisle, I see things that remind me of coworkers, of friends, of family. And I grab them like a little troll. and I want to eliminate that. Instead, what I'd rather do is spend the money and do something with them, which I already do. But on top of that, I'm constantly buying something for them. So it's kind of an ongoing joke when I arrive at some place and meeting a friend or a cousin or my brother that I come with a gift bag. I always do. It's just, I probably could count on one hand times that I don't come with a little gift bag. So I'm trying to eliminate that because people don't need knickknacks. You know, I feel like more so people want memories. And so I'm really going to try to do that. Maybe instead I will buy an old school camera and just take that around with me so that I could document memories. That way, if I do that, maybe at the end of the year, I could give that as a gift, you know, a little album with all of those pictures of all the memories we created. I don't know. I feel like that's so cheesy, but also I want memories. I don't want knickknacks, you know, unless it's like something really, really good that I know that they'll use, not just something that reminds me of them. I'll do that. But all of that, right, helps lead me to saving money. I want to save money. I want to, I want to invest in my future, you know, buy a home, maybe a new car because I could use one. But yeah, I'm really, really feeling that those are the things I want to do. So maybe I'd have four. Yeah, four. One, listen to my body. Eat better. feel it better. Two, really put boundaries and respect my time off as a reset time to relax. Three, make memories, not just buy knickknacks for people. And four, kind of tagged on to three, save money so that I can invest in my future and create the home that I really want. Or get a new car. that is what I want to do. I mean, I'm not going to buy a home or get a new car this year, but or this upcoming year. But we can at least work our way to get there. All right. That is it. And I can't believe it. Last Mia Motivational Monday of the year. So share with me your resolutions if you partake in resolutions, or share with me something, or all of us, something that really stuck out to you for this year. It could be very vague so that you can keep your privacy, or if you want to just, you know, go all out and share it, please. This is a safe place. And, you know, we are a great community, and I have you guys to thank for that. Thank you for another amazing year. Oh, another year in the books. Can't believe my anniversary is coming up in February. Oh my God, that's 2 months away. I'm just so thankful for you all. Besitos. Bye. Oh, and don't forget, eat 12 grapes at midnight on New Year's Eve. Or when it strikes midnight into New Year's Day. It's just a superstition. I always do it with my family. And So eat 12 grapes with me. All right. Bye.